We want to wish you a good evening or a good morning or a good afternoon wherever you are, whatever day it is. Thanks for coming to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. My name is Clint and I'm Brother Freedom's assistant. And we're glad that you've stopped by and clicked on the URL that brings you to this place. It's going to be a wonderful message. The Holy Spirit's going to direct Brother Freedom. He doesn't know all the details, but God will open that up as we move along. We'd like to say hello to a new friend named Teresa, and she's asked us to pray. She has a kidney problem, and she's believing that the Lord will touch her. We don't know where she is, somewhere in the United States. It's not important that we do know where she is, but the Lord loves her, and we believe God's going to touch her in a wonderful way. Father, thank you for touching Brother Freedom tonight as we're gathered together. We turn this living room over to your purposes and for your use. Touch our hearts. We've been on the road, some of us. Some have been in the mountains. And others have been working hard all day. And Lord, we're here because we need you. We love you. We desire you. We want you. Thank you, Lord, for touching us in Jesus' name and those listening. Amen.
Father, I just really feel your spirit here so powerful, so wonderful. Lord, I'm not worthy of all that you do. I don't claim to be anything. All of you know, I am zero, but my God is real. He's very special. In Romans it says that a man no longer think more highly of himself than he should, but to think of himself soberly. And this is where we all are. We should not think too highly of ourselves, because it's only through God's grace that we're here this day. Lord, we just pray. Lord, I know that by your Spirit, but you're real, you're faithful, and you're so special. You know, out there today, I'd like to say, I'm breaking in my prayers, but you know, the Lord has been so good to me. And I told a woman yesterday, I said, you know, I don't claim to be nothing, but God still loves me and does a lot of wonderful things. And I can't explain what he does, but he does it for me. And I said, I can't tell people it doesn't happen because it happens. But I am going to say that I'm not nothing any more than any one you out there are tonight. We're all equal. God loves us the same. And what a privilege. I just thought about how many days and nights and hours I felt his power. And I felt him tell me stories and tell me secrets. Like New Orleans, 3 months before that hurricane happened. Oh, I feel the Spirit of God here tonight. I feel the glory of God here tonight. But 3 months before it happened, New Orleans. And every time when I go walking, my wife would let me go to walk a little bit every morning. She'd just go ahead. She'd be all right. So I'd walk for a half hour or so. And generally, if I'd try to get an hour, if I could. But anyway, the Holy Spirit would come down to my heart and touch me so mightily. And the Lord starts speaking my heart about New Orleans. There might be some of you live in New Orleans. But God was very concerned about the city. And he wanted to make it as a holy city, not as an unrighteous city. And New Orleans really does have some things that are very questionable that happens in that town. And I know there's some good people there, and God bless those ones that are good, but there has been some problems. But the Lord, what I'm just wanting to bring out, the fact that God starts sharing with me. And why would he want to share with me? You know, I'm just basically a basket case. That's what I was going to say. I'm not the super duper polished man. I am nothing. I've got no credentials. I'm just plain old me. I've seen God move so many times. I've seen him move at a bar room one night. Boy, the Spirit of God, I went to this place to give my testimony. One room over from this bar, and the bar, God just started moving in that room. You know, God's real. What I'm saying, I seen God do miraculous things out there tonight. And for Teresa, right now, I pray in the name of the Father, name of the Son, and then the Holy Ghost. I pray, touch her life, very spiritual way, bring healing into her body, bring healing. Father, I claim a mighty healing from heaven. Father, I just pray that you'd bind all hindering powers of darkness, all unbelief, and Father, you'd do a healing work from heaven, and you'd bind every wrong power, and you'd bring forth a resurrection life. And Father, it'll be a miracle above miracles. Father, we claim it. And for those that see it, we know that they will understand it's from you this day. And Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. And we give you thanks. We give you adoration. We give you all glory. We glory in that wonderful name. And Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing upon your people. I pray for your mighty love. I pray that you'd open eyes to see and ears to open that they might hear what you have for them. Father, I just thank you for thy goodness. I thank you for thy mercy. And Father, I thought today about all the times when I was working years ago for approximately 10 or 15 years, and I read the Bible actually 2 hours and 40 minutes every day. And then I prayed in the Spirit wherever I went, and I went long those days quite a few dump miles. And when I get to the job, I knew what I was going to do before I got to the job. I knew what was wrong before I got there. And the Lord, you started showing me that how powerfully that you are. There may be skeptics out there in this world today, but what I'm telling you is real. I'm not a theologian. I did go to Bible school a little bit, a few months, but I sort of flunked out. They thought that I didn't have proper what would mean to be a preacher. So I said, okay, I'll go. So the Lord says, you go to Korea. So I went on to Korea, and I made it in his service. But God is real, and I think that he wants to do a wonderful work in these last hour. I know he does. And I believe he's going to use the weather as one of his tools. So, you know, what channel I watch? I watch TV, one channel, and I watch the weather channel because it's my God's. I see what he does. I see how he moves in the storm. I see how he moves the sea. And I see that there's nothing impossible for my Heavenly Father. Oh, he's been so, he's a classic above classic. And that Jonah way back there in the whale, he does the same, he is the same ever and ever and ever. He repeats himself constantly over and over and over. But people are so asleep, they don't see him. They're not equipped to see what the things of heaven. And they go through this whole life, and they're missing out on those blessings. They're missing out on the good things that bring forth life. And all every place they go, they just got a word of discouragement. They've got a word of disgust. They have a word of hard stories. But Father God has given us an inheritance that you can have a good story every day of your life. And people may not believe you, but you can tell the truth, and the truth shall set you free. If they don't believe you, that's their fault. They don't have to receive it. That's between them and their God. But I'll tell you, God is real. He never fails once, and he's never failed twice. He cannot fail. He's always there. He's here tonight in my heart this day in a very powerful way. And I know that I'm a 000, but God, I can't even compare. There's no way that I can compute his deity, his power, his holiness, where he could. He told me where I was going to be at a certain time, and I could be there and be right. I don't know how he does it, but he knew where I was going to be. All these things he knows, computes everything. Don't you tell me out there, you skeptics, that God doesn't know anything. You need to take another look. And you need to get down on your knees and start praying. You need to call upon him because he wants to come in your heart in a very powerful way. He wants to come in your way and in a way that you can know the Savior, that you can know the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory, that you can have an excitement in your walk, in your talk, They might not believe you, but you can have and be, your heart is feels good with God. You know that you're talking with the King of Kings, and you know God just got you here on Lend Lease, and He's just leaving me here just long enough for all of you out there to get a taste of what He's like, and when that's over with, He's going to take me home with see Him, and I'm going to walk down those pearly gates from heaven, and I'm going to walk those shiny streets of heaven, and I'm going to view heaven, and I'm going to have the greatest spectre, the greatest day that's going to be, and it's for all of you also. But if you don't want to join us, then God cannot force you. He wants you to come, and He invites you. He invites you this hour to come and seek Him, to call upon Him, and He will forgive you. He will give you a new start, a new strength, a new hope, and a new balance. You know, when I had this stroke, I lost my balance. And that's what the Christians have lost. They've lost the balance. They don't have the balance no more. They've lost the course of life. And they're out there floundering. They're out there falling. They're out there surrounding in the weeds of life and the penalties of life and the judgments of life. And all they can do is curse or complain. And everything is brought to them. But we need to have such an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ that every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before, and we can be safe of eye and the hollow of His mighty hand. We can have that blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. We can sing those heavenly songs that the ones that wrote those songbooks of old had such a gift from God, and yet most all, everybody sings these wonderful stories. But these are stories, not songs. They're beyond songs. They're to be lived. I love you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Into my heart, Lord Jesus, come. I love you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. The songs are such beautiful testimonies of what God has done for His children. And many of you out there sing these songs, and you get a little bit high in that time, but you need to have let that song carry you through the day, carry you through the night, carry you through the week, having enriched in your life, enriched in the Lord Jesus Christ, in His wealth, in His power, in His blessing, walking in blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, born of His Spirit, lost in blood. And I'm lost now in my spirit. I don't really know where I'm at. But God is real. He's mighty. He's holy. He's here to uplift you. And I know that I'm on Lend Lease here because I'm going to point you the way of the Lord Jesus Christ, because God has called me to be the preparing you the way, as John the Baptist pointed the way of Jesus. Brother Freedom's going to point the way of Jesus coming back soon. You may not hear me, but He's coming back. He's coming in the time when you think not. He's coming. The Bible says, He says, be ready. Be ready. Look for these signs. Be ready. Take great desire. Be ye full, hallelujah, be ye full of His love. Not as the 10 virgins, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Are you foolish tonight? Are you have no oil? The difference was they had no oil. And I guarantee you, I believe to make the rapture, you're going to need the power of the Holy Ghost. Because you're going to have to be equipped with something that nobody, I can look at you, you don't have. You need to be powered up from heaven. You need to have the armor of God that you might put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. It says, for wrestling not against flesh and blood, for against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. They're all out there. And you need the power of God to help you. You need to have, to be able to have a good work. Have a good word. The Bible says by our words that we're justified, and by the words that we're condemned. You know, out there, many of you say things in your words that are not right. You know, you need to keep your word. When you tell someone you're going to be a certain place, you need to keep it as much as life in you. Your word is your bond. When you speak, it's true. You don't need no lawyer. You don't need no nothing else. But when you speak, it's your bond. It means you're liable for what you're speaking about. And I believe this. I believe that our words would be so high quality that we know that's our bond. We don't have to have someone going around, put your hand in the Bible, swearing this is the truth. It is the truth all the time. A Christian shouldn't have to be going around and telling everybody they're a Christian. Everybody should know that you're a Christian by your example, by your love, by your power, by your wording, by your words. Let this word be in you, which is Christ Jesus. It's not just the word of God, but saying wholesome things, being honest. Are you an honest person? Are you a just person? Are you a loving person? Or are you a slanderous person? Are you a judgmental person? The judgmental and slanderous person are enmity against God. Do you know that? Many of you Christians out there are doing these things. You're living a twofold life. You're going to try and go God's way, and you're going the way of the world. Well, I guarantee you, the world is not going to go to heaven. If you're part of the world out there tonight, if you're part of the world, just examine your life. And if you're part of the world, if you have to go to where the world goes, then, and you think more of the world than you do the Lord Jesus Christ, then I question your experience if you know Him. If you think that you know Him, the Bible says we must come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, that we might touch not the unclean thing, that He would receive us, and He will be a Father unto us, and we shall be His sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. So out there, you know, there should be no question about your driving habits. You know, you should drive just highway patrolman. If he comes up, you don't have to be on your guard, because you're going to drive right. You're going to live right. You're going to speak right. You're not going to cheat. You're not going to lie. You're not going to question when someone's speaking the truth. And so many people are, they can speak the truth, and they have these people around here nowadays that try to tear God's people apart. And there's these people that say they love the Lord, but yet any time when anyone gets out here and says they love God, they can zero in on that person, and you're like a bunch of hound dogs. You come down and you just try to disrupt and tear up everything that God started, and you have a mean day, a mean look, and a mean zero in your heart, that you have aimed to do drastically damning works against God. And this is serious. You do this in the name of the Lord. We don't do those things as God's children. God wants us to come out from out of this world that we might be separated. Can't you understand that? God wants you to have His favor with you. Put on the whole garment of praise, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying with all. You need to be praying. Your words are seasoned with prayer. When you pray, you know that one is going to be healed, because God's made covenant to you that you have His power within you. Each one out there, you're all to come to this point. God wants you to be His representatives while you still have time. Everyone, you need to pray until you become His representative. God wants to put His power upon you that you're not ashamed. He's not ashamed of you too. But many of you are ashamed of God. You're ashamed to be called anything close to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. You will take the Holy Spirit. But many of you out there, you're ashamed to be labeled about the Holy Ghost. Well, Brother Freedom is here to tell you He's full of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is my lover. He's my friend. He's my power. He's my deliverer. And He will set you free. He will set me free. He will do the work of an evangelist. He will do the work of a pastor. He will do the work of all the offices. He is the great healer. He's the great physician in the hour we live. Jesus, people, that He went away, He said, if I go away, I will send the Comforter. The Comforter is here. Jesus is in heaven, preparing for us in heavenly home. So let not your hearts be troubled, neither believe in God, neither also believe in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, this is Jesus talking. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. He says, I will go to prepare a place for I go away, I will come again, receive them to myself, that where I am, there be also. Where the Holy Spirit is here in this world. Can't you see that? And when you come against Him, you're coming against the leadership. God doesn't work against God. And when you come against the Holy Ghost, you're coming against God The one that's responsible, that's like coming against the boss that you're working for. You know how long you would last for that? You'd probably get fired. You should get fired. And that's what we do against the Holy Ghost. I love him so much. I've never had a friend like he is. He has been my friend. When he, people talked about him, and I'd say, they talk about me, he said, don't worry. So they talk about me, and God loved me. The Holy Ghost loved me. And God will help you here today. People are Christians, say they're Christian, but yet in reality, they can't stand people that have a good day with God. They're jealous. They're jealous of the things of God. And we should not be jealous of God. If we got God, we're not going to be jealous. We're going to be peaceful, loving. We walk with companionship, forbearing, uplifting, upholding, praying for people, encouraging people, making them walk in faith, believing. That's the things that we're supposed to do. And you don't need the gifts, because we're supposed to have sought the gifts so long that you've never found the gift, and now you're upset because you haven't got the gift. And that's what's wrong with you. You need to just get serious, as it says in Romans. No man think more highly than he should, and let a man live soberly. Soberly, that means right judgment. That means thinking clear-headed. And you need to take a clear-headed look of your life. Here tonight, you need to take a great depth where you've been coming from. But while you're living, you have time to make a change. And God is saying, my children, change this day. Seek me, and ye shall surely find me. And I don't know how much plainer that God has to do it than he did here tonight, because this is just off the shoulder from heaven. It's here just speaking your heart, not a preaching to you. And brother, freedom is nothing. You know, if I probably told you that I have trouble with allergies, you say, well, something's wrong with your testimony. I'll take it. I want to do God's will, is what I want. And I'm willing for all of you out there to say, well, you're better than I am. That's okay. But God's the one that grades us. We don't grade ourselves. He's the one that grades us. And in doing so, he says he'll take care of you. He'll fight your battles. He'll defend you. He's real. And when you speak to him, he honors you and says, okay, my child, I love you. Speak. Speak, my child. Isn't that wonderful that you've God that made the universes? Universes, yes, that's correct. Beyond anything that we can see, he's made it. Galaxies on galaxies on galaxies on galaxies on galaxies on suns and suns and suns and suns. He's beyond the north. And that this wonderful Lord is so wonderful that he came down and visited my heart after me praying almost 8 years. But he'll do the same for you. You need to pray a couple days anyway. If you'll pray a couple days, God will come in your heart. You're not going to have to pray as long as I did. But you'll pray, I'll guarantee you, if you'll just mean business to God, just one day, maybe even 30 minutes, God will change you. Some of you out there haven't prayed an honest prayer many, many years. You've been at odds with God, and God wants to rechange you. He wants you to encourage you this day. He wants to give you a first cabin seat in heaven. That means he wants to give you the best that there's up there, which is going to be mighty things. It's written, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man. That things that are prepared for the love of God. I'm so full of spirit I can't hardly talk. But God hath revealed them by his Spirit. Yea, the Spirit searches, yea, the deep things of God. God's here to give you a lavish home forever. And you know what you're going to get if you don't take God up on this? You're going to be in hell. That's where you're going to be. And many, many people are going to, I don't want to be there. I think about it every day myself. I said, Lord, I don't think too highly of Brother Freedom. I said, I want to just get in there. If I can just get in there, I don't want no part of that darkness. That's why I prayed so long. That's why I'm so eager of doing God's will. I don't want none of that darkness. I don't want it. If you want it, you need to think soberly this day. think soberly what's going on. You know, there could be some experiences happening in the United States within 10 minutes that you might not have another chance. There's things that can happen in the United States overnight, and there'll be no more in the United States. But God's here. He's got it under control. He's keeping it. And Peter, it says, the Bible says that he keeps the world in order by his word. If it was not for God's word, we would be slung out in the universe in many pieces. God is what keeps us going. You need to, everyone, wake up. God is the reason for the season. He's the reason you're living today. He is the reason that we have oxygen. We have all the climates. It's God that does it. He's forever faithful. It's because of his faithfulness that sun rose this morning. It'll rise tomorrow morning unless he chooses not to. He is the one that controls all the controls. You might say Mother Nature. Well, I guarantee you, Father God doesn't know Mother Nature. This is Father God's universe. And Mother Nature is just a word slang that people have used to come against God, and it's unreal. You should be thankful for God because he's God. You should be thankful that you're made in his likeness, in his image. And you might have a brain that's controlled beyond any imagination. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. This is all in the word of God, that God's speaking here tonight. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. In his right hand is pleasure evermore. In his presence, God's presence is fullness of joy. In his right hand, there's pleasure evermore. Can't you feel it? God's here to bless you tonight. I feel like that I've really give out tonight, because I'm hitting off the shoulder tonight, and this message will hit anybody. I don't care who you are. You might be a pastor. You might be someone less like me. But this message is to everyone, I guarantee you. Everyone, you need to think not so highly of yourself, and think of yourself soberly. Because the first two verses before that, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. You say, what? Lord, I've never heard of such. No, God wants you to live a righteous life. He wants you to live, be an overcomer. He wants you to be not lukewarm. And he won't want you to be cold either. He would rather you be cold as lukewarm. And I can guarantee that most everybody in the United States, pretty much so, what I've seen, are lukewarm. So that's pretty much 100%. And that's the Christians. Now, the non-Christians, they're cold. But I'm not putting myself up in any place, like I said. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. But God called me 30 years ago and told me about this mess, this nation, and God's people's end. You know, I started seeing that what God said was right. I've been on church boards. They fired the pastor. He'd want no more part of the Holy Ghost. And they thrived on this. They told me, I said, what don't you like about me? And they said, you bring forth conviction. And I thank God that I brought forth conviction. But we have this in our churches. I know what I'm saying because I've been in these churches. And these churches are still living today. But some of the people, I guarantee you, that come against God, I can guarantee you, I've seen their death, many of them. And those people might have a longer life today. I'm just saying this. God has a way of lengthening your life. It says, with long life, he will satisfy you. That's the 91st Psalm. He will satisfy you with long life. He is there to uphold you, to uplift you, to encourage you. And let the love of God be upon you, that you are a vessel of praise. Not a vessel out here just humpty-dumpty sat on the wall, humpty-dumpty had a great fall. That's the way most people are. The charismatic, whatever you want to call yourself, that's what you are. You need to have the power of God. You need to have a real encounter with God. That he does talk. He's very intelligent. He's beyond anything that you can imagine. I don't know how he even does it, but I know that he told me a lot of times, shut engines down, there's going to be a rag going through the pump, many things like this. Not one, hundreds of times. But he was always right. So what I'm trying to tell you, maybe you don't think that I'm nothing, but you don't have to. I want you to think that God's something. But I am here as a representative of God. I do know that what he's saying is very true. I've read this book. God told me to eat this book. And when I ate it, I read it. And pretty soon this book come alive. Oh, I feel the glory of God. This word become life. It says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but this word shall not pass away. This word is God's bond. He will keep his word. This is the sovereign truth from heaven. He's going to judge you in the day of promises with this book. This book shall be opened, and you'll have a book of life. And God's here to say, son, rise, daughter, rise. I have called thee that thou might be complete. Why do you disgust me this day? For I have called thee many times. Why does I look off and look to another current way? I say my church is look so starry-eyed, they're looking for something that's not in the book. I say this is from me, says the Spirit of God. They look for something that's not in the book. They have great formulas. They have great seminars. They have great theological discussions. But I say my Spirit is the number one leader in this land today. And he is the one, he is the leader that I called for my churches, and my churches are so against him, they have a form of governance, but they deny the power thereof. My word says, from such, turn away. So I tell you, Brother Freedom has turned away from you all. And I said, you all. I've separated, because God's my ally. He is greater. And I've decided I'm going to serve him. I'm going to serve him till the day that I make heaven, and I believe that day is coming soon, and I invite you today that God wants to bless you, God wants to uplift you, God wants to uphold you, and God's not a hard taskmaster. He's righteous, he's holy, and he loves you so much. Seek him this night. Take time, turn that boob tube off, and think about the Lord. Take that sip of whatever you do, and take a night, throw it down the garbage. Need to do, separate yourself a little bit. Think about the things of God. Think about the things of good. Think of God about the things of good report. This is the good report. This word of God is a good report. Think on these things. They'll make you clean. They'll make yourself pure. And they'll make yourself with not bitterness. You know, I've seen that there's so many people that's bitter. They're bitter because I can't hardly tell them how good that God is. They just, in a minute, they're just bitter. I see it. Because they haven't learned the formula of life. The formula is not in where they're getting it from. The formula is in the Word. The Bible says, search for me and you shall surely find me. That's the Word. It does say, go down to search a building on 29th Street and you're going to have even many of those good. But God promises, he doesn't tell you about the building. He tells you about the Word. And many of us, we got all of our Christian philosophies in the building. I know where it's at. That's got to come to this building. I remember years ago, there was a young fellow. He was possessed. He needed to be set free. And I told his mother. This woman called this pastor. They wanted their pastor to be there. And this pastor said, no, that man cannot do that. Got to do it in my church. Because my church is where this holiness is. Well, I guarantee you, God works out of the church buildings. He works in this home. He will work where his spirit is welcome. I guarantee you tonight, if you want him in your heart, and you find yourself alone, this message is for you. God will come into your heart tonight and bless you, uplift you, remake you, that you'll have a great day. I love you. God loves you. I pray that God speed his blessing to be upon you. Seek out and call upon God while he's near. Seek him this day in a very special way, because your life is very close to the remainder. There may not be a remedy very shortly. God's coming. Be ready, my people. Come, seek the Lord, because God loves you. God loves you very much, and I love you. God bless you. I pray again for this Teresa. I pray that God will bless her. Bless all those out there tonight that you have prayer needs. Call in. We'll pray for you. We will love you. We want to bless you. I pray that I didn't upset any of you tonight. I pray that God will meet your need, bless you in a mighty way. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father God, I just, Frank needs to have prayer tonight. We pray that you would heal his body. And he's a friend of Tony's. We pray that you'd come in a supernatural way this night. Heal him completely in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that those doctors will be so amazed that they will not understand what's happened. I pray, Lord God, for supernatural healing of Jesus this night. Father, I pray for the power of God to touch this man this night. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. It's done. Anyone out there have a need? Believe right now and God will heal you. Seek God. Say, I need you. And God will heal you. This prayer is for everyone that you need salvation. You need a new touch. You need a new life. It's open for you. God will touch you and meet your need in a very wonderful way. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.